Kof Lamed Hey Yud Beis, also known as page 36. Started doing this yesterday. We're talking about laning, and specifically aliyahs for laning. So Yishakula Kohanim, Im Yesh Yisrael Echad Beinehem, also Yisrael Kor Risham Ibnei Darkei Hashalom. So let's say you have a city or a shul, which is all Kohanim. So then who gets the aliyah? Kohen comes first. So the answer is, we saw this yesterday, that the Yisrael comes first. The Yisrael, excuse me, if there's one Yisrael, so then that lone Yisrael would get the aliyah. As opposed to if there's two Yisraels, we'll get to that in a second. So if there's one Yisrael, he would get the first aliyah because of Darkei Shalom. Right? It fits into everything we've been learning until now. Yisrael could they see Pukam. Let's say there's not enough Yisraels. In other words, let's say on a Shabbos, there's not five. There's less. There's not enough Yisraels. Oh, Shein Shem Yisrael Klal, or there's no Yisraels at all. Kor Kohen Acher Kohen. So then you just call Kohenim. Shein Shem Mishum Pkam. Shakol Yodim Shein Shem El Kohenim. So you're not indicting, as we learned the last couple of days, other Kohenim, because everyone knows, everybody here is just a Kohen. So the second guy, you're not saying he's an invalid Kohen, or the first guy's an invalid Kohen, right? Because everybody's Kohenim. Everybody knows that. And the same thing would apply if everybody's a Levi. The whole place is a Levi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting case. And that is, let's say you had two Yisraelim or more. So then what you would do is you call a Kohen. And again, if you had a Levi, you call a Levi, and then you call Yisrael. Then you go around again, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, depending if you had enough Levim, enough Yisrael, then you go around like that, like we learned before. We had that in a previous sermon. In fact, Rabbi Bloom was here for the last few days. He said he was actually present when there was a case like that, that they were laning on Shabbos, I forgot where he said it was, and there were... two Kohanim, two Levim, and two Yisraelim, and I forgot what the rest of the minyan was made up of. But again, so that's what Rav Paskin is, that you could just go around and around, like we said a couple times ago. So too, the Mishnah Berurah also brings up a case of, let's say you got a Kohen, and the only Kohen you got is a Kohen, but he's an Ovel. So then what do? So the Chofetz Chaim says that in the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's on Shabbos, then you call him up, because everybody knows he's a Kohen. Everybody knows he's the only Kohen. And if you would not call him up, it would be Avelos Befar Hesio. It would be public Avelos, a public manifestation of Avelos, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So then you call him. But if it's during the week, he shouldn't get the Aliyah, because we know that an Oval is not allowed to learn, so getting Aliyah would be part of learning, because you've got to follow along. But the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing for the Kohen to do would be to leave. To leave the shul, and then you avoid the whole problem altogether. Okay, so that's an interesting case. Yud Gimel will do very quickly, and then Yud Dalet. Im Katan Kar B'Torah B'Tzibor, could a Katan get an Aliyah? So we'll have to see that later in Reish Bei Beis. And Im Ein Kohen El Asuma, Oshein Obaki, let's say we got a Kohen, but the Kohen is blind, Rahman. Or he can't read, which we talked about before, which is a problem. Again, well, we learned before that we assume people could follow along. But let's say you know he can't. So we'll have to see that later in Kof Lamed Tes. Let's go to Yud Dal very quickly. This is a very famous case. B'nei Adam HaChavushim V'Beis HaSurim. Unfortunately, we know it was unfortunately too common that Jews were put into jail. They were in jail for a lot of not good reasons. So then the Machamah says, Eim mevi'in esam sefer Torah, afil brashon yom kippurim. You don't bring them a sefer Torah in jail. You don't bring them a sefer Torah. You do not. The Ramah explains, v'hainu davka b'shas akriya levad. That's only if you're going to take it to them right then. In other words, during laning, right, we're going to bring in a sefer Torah, then we're going to take it out. In other words, we'll bring it to the jail. We've got a shul near the jail, right? So we'll take the sefer Torah out, take over the jail, the lane, and we'll bring it back to shul. So Ramah says that's what would be also. Aval im mechinim lo sefer Torah yom o yomayim Kodem, but let's say you bring the Torah before, a day or two before. Mutter. That would be okay. It would be okay to bring them the Sefer Torah in jail. Vimu Adam, next page, Kashuv. If it's an important person, the big Talmud Chacham, B'chol Inyan Shari, so then it's okay in all cases. Okay? Now, obviously, this is... Now, let me just explain the kernel idea, and then I'll tease you what's on. Now, the idea is very simple. The idea is, it's not covered for the Sefer Torah just to bring it somewhere to temple and take it out. The person is supposed to go to the Sefer Torah. The person can't get there? Well, tough luck. That's the way it goes. Now, think about this, the concept, right? I always tell people, think about the concept. Think of the concept. The person goes to the Torah, not the Torah comes to it. So it's very interesting when we take a Sefer Torah around. Right? So you notice we usually don't, we don't take this Torah around. Now, in big shuls, it's sometimes difficult for people to get to the Sefer Torah, so they take the Sefer Torah around. But really, we see here an idea in a halacha that you're supposed to go to the Torah. Now, if you extend that a little further, again, we have our case where we're taking a Torah somewhere. We're actually taking a Torah somewhere. So, again, so the Machaber says you can't do it. The Ramah says if you put it for a couple of days before, so then that would be okay. Okay? So obviously you know what case we're running to. Right? Rachman son, somebody's in Avil. Or it could be a different case. Let's say some people are going up to Big Bear for Shabbos. Right? And it's Shabbos. They want to take a Sefer Torah. So can you take the Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to take a Sefer Torah?
If you lay it on the same. Too.
So the Ramah just said, if you, he didn't even say laying. He said, if you prepare the Sefer Torah for a day or two, what does that mean? Didn't say you lane from it. Okay, Emir Tzashem, we'll get to this tomorrow, and maybe I'll tell you my story about me and Rav David Feinstein in a pizza shop in Lower East Side during breakfast, and I asked them this thing.
Well, you want us to come back?
It's called a teaser, right? Use it all the time.